Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, the revered and renowned Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam once went to visit a person who was very weak. Holy Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, did you used to make any dua to Allah azza wa jal? Person replied, yes, I used to make dua. O Allah azza wa jal, if you are going to give me any punishment in the hereafter, so give it in the world. The merciful Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, subhanallah, you are not strong enough to bear it. Why don't you say, O our Lord azza wa jal, bestow good upon us in this world and in the hereafter, and protect us from the punishment of hell. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then made dua for him, so Allah azza wa jal blessed him with cure. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, every Muslim is aware of the importance of dua. By listening to this blessed hadith, one can realize how significant the manners and the wording of dua are. One can also get a good idea about what dua to make in the divine court. Our Creator Azza wa Jal is so gracious that He Azza wa Jal gets pleased with those who make dua to Him. And He Azza wa Jal also shows wrath on those who do not make dua. Therefore, we should keep seeking good from merciful Allah Azza wa Jal and supplicating to Him for the fulfillment of our needs. Seeking good from Allah Azza wa Jal is called dua, which is also an act of worship. The Nabi of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, even said, "Ad-du'a mukhul ibadah." Dua is the essence of worship. "Ad-du'a silahul mu'mini wa imadud din wa nurus samawati wal ard." Dua is the weapon of a mu'min, a pillar of religion and nur of the sky and the earth. Subhanallah. Dua is such an act of worship, which is like having conversation with Allah Azza wa Jal. It is dua by which a bondman expresses his needs in the merciful court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Dua leaves the bondman to the court of the merciful Lord, inspiring him to show humility and to express the glory of his Creator. The one blessed with dua is blessed with something very good. The doors of goodness are open for him. And if the door of dua is closed for anyone, so the door of goodness and safety is also closed for him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.